Listen to Healthy House Call, Arizona's most popular live wellness talk radio show, featuring functional and integrated medicine, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100 AM. Sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods. Come visit the real deal.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Achtung, America. This is your Panzer Group leader, Von Wiehunt, the barbarian of the Germanic legions. I am broadcasting from the Phoenix Bunker in Wolf's Lair, as my powerful message goes far and wide, the Ardennes forests of America and beyond, as my audience is the tip of the spear and the front lines of the raging battle which lies before us. The country has so far survived the midterm elections, but there are many reports coming out of several precincts alleging voter fraud, ballot tampering, and we even have lost ballots being found all across Arizona, Florida, and America. There's a spiritual war going on in the country. We are being subverted from within. Just remember that no borders equals no real country.
Thousands of Central American migrants are still on the move through Mexico, headed toward the border. Mexican officials in Tijuana, along the border with California, are struggling to deal with buses carrying hundreds of the migrants. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The first groups from the caravans. Across the border, authorities in the U.S. were putting up razor wire security barriers. On the buses were people like Joshua Vargas from Honduras. He says Mexico has been excellent. We have no complaints about Mexico. The United States remains to be seen.
Just know that we have a border crisis, and also know that my fellow Americans, the militant left in this country is not just interested in migrant caravans of illegal aliens coming to America. They really want a constant flow of people in the millions coming here. Caravan after caravan will be expected. This is the stated goal of George Soros and the militant Democrat left in America. Just know that when the caravans arrive, you can be sure that the CNN mainstream Jim Acosta fake news will show us pictures and optics of helpless women and crying children as an emotional distraction. In all actuality, criminals, terrorists, MS-13, and Latino gang members will quietly slip into the country unnoticed across the border and elsewhere, as they has already done so over Tijuana. While the CNN and MSNBC cameramen will wink at them, and they will point their camera elsewhere to distract you yet again. President Trump knows the Democrat playbook. He knows Communist Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals book, and he's preparing for it. Let's face it, there are degenerative cultures that have no business in coming to America. They have no business trying to assimilate or integrate with us as the main body politic in America. We have enough poor, huddled masses in the country. This is subversion on a KGB front in style. I want you to hear some words from the confessions of a real KGB agent.
I was born in the military family. My father was a high-ranking officer of the Soviet Army General Staff. I started working with Novosti Press Agency, the biggest propaganda and ideological subversion organization of USSR, which is directly under KGB. Ostensibly, it's a public news agency. Novosti in Russian language means news, but there are no news. It's mainly propaganda.
Subversion, always a destructive, aggressive activity aimed to destroy the country, nation, or geographical area of your enemy. The highest art of warfare is not to fight at all, but to subvert anything of value in the country of your enemy until such time that the perception of reality of your enemy is screwed up to such an extent that he does not perceive you as an enemy, and that your system, your civilization, and your ambitions look to your enemy as an alternative. You cannot subvert an enemy which doesn't want to be subverted. Subversion can be only successful when the initiator, the agent of subversion, the student who comes for exchange, a diplomat, an actor, an artist, a journalist like myself was 10 years ago, has a responsive target. It's a two-way traffic. United States is a receptive target of subversion. The ultimate purpose, the final stage of subversion, simply take your enemy without a single shot being fired. This is basically what subversion is. It consists of four periods. The first stage of subversion is the process which is called demoralization. It takes from, say, 15 to 20 years to demoralize a society. Why 15 or 20 years? This is the time sufficient to educate one generation, influencing the outlook, ideology, personality by various methods, infiltration, propaganda methods, direct contacts, doesn't really matter. Various areas where public opinion is formulated or...
America is being subverted from within. Our nation cannot even defend our borders of this country. All mayors, all governors, all city officials invoking sanctuary cities or states, in my view, should be arrested as traitors to the nation. You have no right to declare your city, your town, or your state a sanctuary place for illegal aliens. They should be immediately rounded up, as they are a threat internally to the country. Kyrsten Sinema has Marxist communist ties. This is well known. And she won, unfortunately, in Arizona. So congratulations, Arizona. You now have a Marxist communist senator, because our past rhino Republicans, Jeff Flake and John McCain, have completely ruined the Arizona Republican Party. The left is trying to demoralize you. The uber-liberal Democrats will be the ruination of America as they wish to destroy it. So all you voters who voted for Kyrsten Sinema and who love open borders, this is your theme song tonight. The Soviet March, as the communists are all across the country on the march.
Thank you. On We Hunt Show, conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through. Like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Arrowhead Grill and Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Hi, this is Fly Mackey with the Fly Mackey Show. Have you ever wondered why your portfolio never moves? Only goes up a little bit at a time. Maybe 1% if you're lucky. Maybe 4% if you have a good broker. Join the Bitcoin revolution at 480-466-1096. There's been more millionaires and more billionaires made in cryptocurrency in 2017 than in the history of our country. You want to join the Bitcoin revolution today? That's 480-466-1096. 480-466-1096.
This is Wrench Nation.
My RPMs are like going up and down, and my car is like going back and forth. What is that?
This is the Macarena.
Car talk, car culture.
Saturdays at 8 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Victoria's Bible Study, discussing living to your full potential in all aspects of life, including family, personal, financial, and relationships. With your host, Clancy Siganoff, every Monday night at 9 p.m. here on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Our show's sponsor is the proud business Arizona Gold Exchange. You got to call the show this entire month to win the 1/4 ounce gold coin. This is also a Von Wehhunt production, a cult classic, infamous episode 142, with a star date of 11/15/2018. And this is the voter fraud meltdown show special tonight. And the Spanish caravan, of course.
Long
Noir Command Bunkers advise me we have Dags, a destroyer. Let's patch him through.
On Weehunt.
Yes, sir. How are you doing? What's your thoughts about the border?
Well, the border, my goodness. They've already, the invasion, they've already broke through Guatemala border gates and beat up Mexican police, Von Weehunt.
I know, man. Violence at the border all over the world.
I can't even imagine, bro. 14,000 strong.
God. You know, they'll have caravan after caravan coming up here, man. Well, invasion of America.
Trump's got to put the suspension on aliens right now.
No doubt. We need We need a million troops on that southern border, folks. 10,000 is a drop in the bucket. You know, we need a ton of troops. We have bases all over the world, Dags, but we don't have them where we need them most, on the border.
I don't quite get it. And most of them are kids and women. And what are they going to do? I mean, I just...
Very few women, mainly they're young gang members. They probably have two or three murders under their belt already.
Right.
You know, through MS-13 or stuff like that, you know, let's be honest. It's very dangerous in that part of the world, you know. And here's a stat, Dags, I thought you would like. 16 folks out of the 20 most dangerous countries, seriously, are south of the United States border. How about those apples?
Yeah.
Machete killings, gang slayings. We're importing all of that. Drugs and vice.
It's all coming here,
into
buddy.
America.
It's all coming here.
Now, there might be a couple of great people there, a couple of wonderful people.
Right.
But the problem is the vast majority are criminals. President Trump is right. They let out people out of their frickin' jails, for God's sakes. It's a known fact. In Honduras and Guatemala, they opened up many of their jails and told those guys, get the hell out of here. We don't want you.
That's bad when you're not wanted in a third world country.
I mean,
come on.
This country, you know, Dags, is going to be a joke, and it already is a joke. I told folks 3 years ago when I started this radio show that we have one last chance, seriously, to get our house in order. And that man's President Trump, and if he doesn't do it, nobody will. And nobody can, you know?
You're right, man. But, you know, with Kristen Sinema in there now in that seat, that's going to be bad for Arizona, don't you think, Von Weehunt?
Yeah, she calls Arizona the meth lab of democracy. She hates Arizona. She hates the people of this state. She mocks you every chance she gets.
But yeah, she got elected.
Kristen Sinema is a Marxist. She has communist ties. She was supported by the Arizona and the National Communist Party. Seriously. And the dumb morons in this state voted for her. If you're a Kristen Sinema voter, I want you to call my show tonight. But I know you won't because you're under some rock hiding, waiting for the fallout.
Yeah. Call Von Weehunt show.
I'm telling you.
And why is it Florida, every time we have any kind of an election, these guys blunder everything? I don't get it.
Brenda Snipes in Broward County, that another idiot.
Recount.
Keeps getting elected.
Recount.
You know, I told a few friends over the weekend.
Unbelievable.
Dag, seriously, if we can't get control over these elections, we may need to sit in the National Guard in every polling booth and suspend the election of these so-called election commissioners. They are not doing their job, and I think we need to seriously consider that because these states are out of control, and America is the laughingstock of the world when it comes to elections.
You know? I agree.
And they want all these illegals that poured over from Tijuana, 600-700 of them, to vote. Democrats want everybody to vote because we all know that 100% of the migrants are Democrat. They're not Republican, folks. They're not nationalists. Get that thought out of your head right now. What are your thoughts, Dags?
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Von Weehunt. We've got to make some changes, and we got to make them now. But it's just a rocky road race, man, of what will happen. You got to do the right thing. We're continuing to do the right thing. But, you know, again, the left wing, the Democrats want to ruin everything that we've done so far.
Yeah, and you know what? Trump, folks, seriously, after Trump, I've told many friends that when he finally gets on Marine One, And when he goes back to Manhattan, which hopefully will be, you know, 8 years total, 6 years from now, I think all holy hell is going to break loose in this country. Because once the Democrats get control, they've said repeatedly that they're going after your first, all of your free speech rights, your gun rights, etc. In fact, the House Majority Democrats have already revealed that their two top legislative priorities, Dags, for next year is limits on free speech and guns. In other words, they're going to assault your rights protected by the First and Second Amendment of the Constitution. That's their goal. That's their plan. And Americans just sit back and eat their wings and vote for Kyrsten Sinema. Unbelievable. Seriously, yeah. It's a joke. It really is. You know?
I agree.
So, I mean, what are your plans when they invade where you're at there in Tempe in your compound? What are your plans to protect your domicile?
You know what?
You got to be thinking about that, folks. You got to be thinking about that.
Lots of water, bullets, and guns, my friend.
Yeah.
Obviously, all of the correct way to get those guns. But yes, what else are you going to do?
We're a border state, man. Yeah, we're a border state. We are on the front lines. Dags, you are a soldier out there in Tempe. You're south of me, so you'll get the brunt of it.
I'm in
the North Valley, so I say, Godspeed, Dags. Buy plenty of ammo and guns. Be ready for them when they try to crawl through your window at 3 o'clock in the morning. That is a favorite pastime in Mexico, I've been told. I need to buy some bars for your window. It's so bad, it's actually funny. I mean, Arizona is on autopilot, and people, they all have this normalcy bias. Like, oh, it'll never happen here. BS, more Bernie Sanders. It can happen here. It will happen here.
Bernie.
Another moron from the left.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's a whole other talk show right there for Von Wiehunt show.
Yeah,
right
Bernie
there.
Relates to kids. Some call him a pedophile, but we're not
I'm
sure.
I'm not sure why.
I don't either. The freaking nature.
He likes, the juniors like do like
the kids
Vermont,
like Bernie. It's kind of creepy, you know?
Senator from Vermont.
The millennials love him. I don't know. I'm kind of suspect on all that. What are your final thoughts to America, Dex?
Well, you know what? Stay strong, America, and do the right thing, and don't let anybody tell you different.
And lock your windows and doors.
Don't let the Kyrsten Sinemas of the world ruin Arizona, which is going to be a big deal right now. We've got to watch her closely, Von Wiehunt, very closely.
I agree, Dags. It's Arizona under siege with Kyrsten Sinema, the Marxist senator who will be dictating to you war and peace. And I shall return. Thank you, Dags. Have a wonderful evening.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Florida's contested Senate race is headed for a hand recount, even though three counties missed today's deadline for the manual recount. As expected, Palm Beach County submitted the original tallies along with Broward and Hillsborough counties. Jessica Dean tells more.
Hillsborough County had to do the same thing because they had a power outage there, two power outages actually, and they simply didn't trust those numbers. So it ended up being that two counties put in for their original results.
The public prosecutor in Saudi Arabia is calling the death penalty for five people suspected of being involved in the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Correspondent Sam Kiley.
For the first time, there is the expectation of a death penalty for these servants of the Saudi state for this killing. And secondly, the Saudis have said this was a premeditated murder, but a decision to do that was taken on the ground in Istanbul, not at headquarters.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 208 points. NASDAQ was up by 122. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX weather center for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 50. I have a mostly sunny Friday with a high of 74. Moving into the weekend, Friday night, it'll be clear with a low of 49. I have a mostly sunny Saturday with a high of 73. Going to depart cloudy Saturday night, a low of 49. I have a mostly sunny Sunday with a high of 72. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 61 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to improve energy levels, promote mental clarity, inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. Save 25% off Adrenal Health today. Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health food stores nationwide.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 323233.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 323233 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Tune in Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
The Von Wehunt Show, its legend continues. Now, I have heard many other talk shows and other stations as I surf the radio dial, as many of you do. And I have heard these so-called Rhino Republican conservative hosts speak all across the country, even here in Arizona. Many are well-intentioned, but slightly misguided. They all seem to congratulate Kyrsten Sinema. And many of them even joke about it. And many of these other Rhino talk show hosts are very gracious, almost afraid to go against her, almost afraid to rock the boat. Oh, no, you know, they'll talk a big game about how McSally lost, about what really happened, and they urge calm, understanding, the favorite word of the left, tolerance. They talk about what occurred during the election. But on my show, we're famous for going deeper. For the first time in Arizona history, we have a communist progressive in one of our Senate seats. Now, to be polite, we will call her a Democrat. But that is just a thin veil and facade for what she really is. For she's part of a larger cabal and conspiracy to flip Arizona and Texas and Florida into solid blue states, as we have mentioned many times on my show. The people that voted for Sinema are truly morons. Of the highest order. I don't care how many college degrees they claim to have, how progressive and intelligent they think they are. They are Dumkopf idiots and truly uneducated in the ways of the world. Congratulations, Arizona. You and the Arizona Repugnant have really put Arizona on the map. Not in a positive light. Now, a lot of people think, oh, communism, that is so 1960s. So retro. Yeah, that died in the 1990s, right? Not at all. It is alive and well all across the country. I have warned you repeatedly for the past 3 years now. While you were eating your wings and pizza slices and driving around town, playing your fantasy football, playing your lotto numbers, watching more CNN and stupid Hollywood sitcoms, which demoralize you and reject you, that the Communist March is on all over America. We first saw it when Marxist President Barack Hussein Obama actually was elected. Not once, but twice. That's when I had my epiphany that the Republican Party, for the most part, it was led by John McCain and Flake. All they want to be, folks, is the party of what's called, quote-unquote, the loyal opposition. These rhinos like to lose. They like to be the minority party. Understand that. They do not want to be the majority. They do not want to govern. They gave elections away to Barack and many other elections nationwide. This loyal opposition is what's the problem with many Republicans today. They'll tell you they cling to their values and their principles while they do nothing for you. They talk a big game. They're always asking for your check and your money. This is why a lot of people, I predict, things do not work out in the next 6 years, that in 2020, Trump's not careful. These same Trumpian Republicans, the nationalists, that put him in power will not vote. They will stay home if things don't go a certain way. These rhinos are rampant in the party. Just know that these guys, they don't want to win. Flake and McCain were the poster boys of attacking President Trump. Every chance they get in front of the media cameras and complain about Trump. Flake this week, on his way out of office, can't keep his damn mouth shut. The man's a big rhino, big phony, and everyone knows it. He didn't win or run for re-election because his poll numbers were about 10%. You want to know the truth. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on for a few minutes here. Let's patch him through.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How about that rant for you?
No kidding, man. You and I have talked about this already, this whole Kyrsten Sinema catastrophe.
Yes.
You know, and she's from California originally, as well as most of her voters, I hope, who are California transplants here. Because if any Arizonan actually voted for Kyrsten Sinema to be a senator for the state, I'd like to take the tutu she used to wear around her waist and put it on every other person here in Arizona who voted for her as a slap in the face. I can't believe that they gave us this to contend with for 6 years.
You believe that? Seriously. Yeah. And the Arizona Repugnant endorsed her. Folks,
no.
Just get rid of your paper. Get rid of your CNN. Do not buy anything that advertises in the Arizona Republic. You're wasting your money. They don't vote your way. They don't support you. So why support them? Simple as that.
Right. You know, and every progressive, every self-proclaimed progressive person in this country, they need to understand what they're actually purporting themselves to be. Because the first progressive Democrat self-proclaimed was Woodrow Wilson. He was the president who showed the first movie in the White House. It was called A New America. It was the Ku Klux Klan silent movie.
Right.
And Woodrow Wilson was proud to show that movie in the White House, so proud of the KKK that he allowed the Ku Klux Klan to actually walk Woodrow Wilson into his second term Democratic convention. So go ahead, put your hands up, all you Democrat and Democrat supporters, and call yourselves progressive, but you're actually calling yourselves a KKK supporter, a Woodrow Wilson supporter. You don't even understand your own history.
That's the problem with America. We have, I can tell you what the divide is, as we've talked about this before. We get to all of our callers here, so hang on, folks. We have half the country that doesn't care about the founding fathers or history, and they want open borders, period. We have the other half of the country that cares about those things and wants to have a real country. So the Democrats, the leftists, the poster girl, Kyrsten Sinema, they don't want America to be America. All you idiots in Arizona who voted for her, you're voting for open borders. You voted. Forget about abortion. Forget about these side issues. You voted for tens of thousands of people to be swept over here. We're a border state, folks. And we're going to be inundated. And all over the country, we cannot absorb all the world. But the Democrat Party right now, they want millions more people to come over here, especially, to be blunt, if they're black or brown. That's what they want. They want it's, and it's true. They've said it. Their words, not mine. They call it the browning of America because they know those people. They know they're all going to be Democrat. It takes three generations to produce a Republican. Your thoughts, Paul?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they took this border state of Arizona, and when I moved here almost 20 years ago, I don't even remember any city council person being a Democrat. I remember 100% Republican footprint, and I'm shaking my head wondering where do I have to move next, because I'm not going to stand for a Democratic state. I'm not going to live in it. I'm not going to move to California. I got to go find myself another Republican base that I can make money in, because
right.
The more Democrats that get elected, the less money everybody makes. I mean, if everybody can tell themselves in their own mind that they're making more money now than they made 10, 15 years ago, they're lying to themselves, because you and I talked about this, and we know people in the same situations. These wages are coming down, down, down.
That's right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it, man. Great spot on comments.
Thank you. Have a good night. Please, Thanks. Everybody, get out next election and vote Republican.
Vote for Trump in 2020. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it. Yeah, we have to go north, folks, or leave the country. And it's called The Agenda. It's a film on YouTube. It's about grinding America down. It's free. Go type in Agenda on YouTube. The dark history of communism and the progressive activity in America, how they want to take the country down. Let's get Nathan on really quick here. Let's patch him through with our Enigma code machine. Nathan, are you there? Is he there?
We need to stop calling Kirsten Sinema and call her what she is. Label her like Trump. We should call her Kirsten Enema. Because she will do anybody, any way, to get what she needs to be done. Incidentally, the election wasn't just thrown by rhinos who are stealth Democrats, but also it was also stolen by Adrian Fontes, who, as John Hook of Fox 10 to his credit pointed out, prior to seeking office, was a criminal defense attorney affiliated with defending those who were involved in the Fast and Furious gun trafficking scandal with Eric Holder and Muzzy One himself.
Yes, exactly. That's very true, Nathan. 10 seconds, sir. Well,
yes,
I agree with you.
I have seen. Oh, the globalist goal. This isn't just a long-term communist goal. This is demographic warfare.
That's right.
And it's also an expansion of the Clower and Piven strategy.
We're all over it, baby.
As many people on the welfare rolls as possible. Collapse the economy. Infiltrate demographics. Folks, these people are not having any women and children with them. If they are, they are being trafficked into sex slavery. Bottom line.
I agree.
It sounds nasty, but that's the truth.
Nathan, thank you. And great comments. Folks, it's Marxist subversion of Arizona, of America. It's been going on for quite a while, but they're going to put it in overdrive this year and next in 2020. Again, I've warned you before of chaos, anarchy, and riots in American streets. You are forewarned, it is forearmed. I shall return.
Get your political fix here on the Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show. Saturday nights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KFNX 1100. The purest, most potent political talk. The Talkin' One Rockin' Radio Show.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
Over and over again, blindly following the plan. And so they took that and they trained us to believe that our life was go to school, get a job, save your money, 401k, IRA, and retire at age 65, but it failed.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. Mypassiveincomesystem.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
The Food and Drug Administration Safety Innovation Act makes it possible for you to receive information about your prescription drugs in multiple formats to educate you, the patient, on what you need to know before you take your medicine. This could make understanding your doctor's instructions much easier if you happen to be blind, have a learning disability, or other impairment. For more information, please talk to your pharmacist to find out what formats are available in your area.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Promote exquisite immune and cardiovascular support with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Garlic Complex, featuring bear garlic and allicin. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447 or visit online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, this is Ken with Online Trading Academy Phoenix. Let's speak frankly. The stock market's near an all-time high. This is a hollow market driven higher only by the Federal Reserve and record margin debt, not the real economy. If you're serious about making money in the market, register for one of our half-day classes to learn how to create more income and protect and build wealth in just a few hours a day. Mention 1100 KFNX and get two free tickets, but seating is very limited, so call 8448-INCOME now.
Are you interested in the arts, in travel, in hearing a variety of social perspectives? Don't miss the Greg Lawson Skylight Show every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
Our Roman legions are always ready. Now, our proud sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Are you worrying about your security and money in this perilous world and economy? Then get down to the Arizona Gold Exchange and buy the guns to protect your home and diversity as gold and silver to protect your home and financial portfolio. As there is nothing like handling real gold and silver in your hands. A real investment. And if you want to sell your metals or your junk silver or gold or jewelry, what better place? Arizona Gold Exchange. They buy scrap jewelry and gold and silver at top prices. It's a family-run business. It's there to assist you in your time of need. I call it the ecstasy of gold and how the West was really won. Command bunker is advised. Meeting at the Highwayman. Been on the line for a while. Let's patch him through. Let's hear what he has to say tonight. Highwayman, are you there?
Good evening, General Von Weehunt. Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted, sir. How are you doing tonight?
A question.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that George Soros might be the one renting these buses to get the immigrants from Mexico City to the border quickly?
Absolutely. This is a million-dollar operation to move tens of thousands of people from Guatemala and Honduras up to our border. It's not cheap. It's not free. They're not walking that whole distance. They're being bussed in and trucked in. You bet he's behind it. And
exactly.
I would even say the Democrat Party's behind it, of our country.
And I think I said before that I consider George Soros to be an enemy of the country.
He is.
And public enemy number one of the world.
Yes, he is.
But getting to Florida and the count, the Brenda Snipe debacle.
Yes.
She is voted in. Do you contemplate that she might rearrange her own reelection?
Of course. Of course. She's counting the ballots. No, it was Premier Stalin of Soviet Russia that said, it doesn't matter, folks, who votes or how you vote. It only matters who counts the votes. Never forget that. And Brenda Snipes won't let anybody near her precious votes. That's why I've said before, I think the National Guard needs to be sent into several national precincts to get rid of these people that are entrenched. There's obvious voter fraud and tampering, and it looks very suspicious at the very least.
And
that's what I would do.
Along with Fentress here, I think
absolutely
there should be an outside source, independent counting of the ballots when we vote.
You bet. We need to rethink how these ballots are taken. There's so many videos on Twitter about these ladies that are taking ballots, literally the ones that you put into the machine. They're opening up the hatch when the last person leaves. They're taking all the ballots and putting them in backpacks. Okay? And
yeah.
Two white Democrat ladies. The other big fat Democrat lady comes by with a big, huge roller bin to block the guy's camera. And it's all on Twitter. All you got to do, folks, is just scratch the surface, and these things come up all over the place. What are your final thoughts, sir, about the election?
I think I had said before that we, as Republicans, had to come out four people strong to every one Democrat vote.
I agree. Thank you so much, sir. Highwayman, call back anytime. Let's get Matador on from his East Valley bunker in our last 4 or 5 minutes here of the show. We're always trying to beat the clock on this show. It's a one-hour show. Tight. We pack more information than many 3, 4, or 5 hour shows combined. Matador, are you there tonight?
General Von Weehunt, I am here. This is your best show ever. You are in fire and fuego. You're killing
yes!
it, brother.
Yes, I am.
I just want to say, everybody, actually, George Soros, don't get sidetracked. Soros actually isn't the enemy. The enemy is Facebook, Google, San Francisco. Did you see the New York Times actually published a story? Facebook went after Soros. I'm telling you right now, Zuckerberg is the Obama of the computer world. He's a dope in a suit that they've set up there. The media, Google, Facebook, Twitter, everything is to control 1984 Orwellian, the people, dumb everybody down. Look at cinema. Hey, does everybody know she went to Brigham Young University? She's a Mormon who's an atheist, and all the white women in the East Valley voted for her.
Of course they did.
I find it funny that all the mail-in ballots that aren't cheated, before the election ever got there, they were all counted. Sinema was up 20,000, 30,000 votes. Fact. On voting day, she was up another 20,000 to 30,000 votes. She was up 40,000 to 50,000 votes, looked like a shoo-in. All of a sudden, Mr. Fontes from Colorado, really an illegal from Mexico, I would say, that they propped up here. All of a sudden, he said, I have a bunch of provisional ballots. Provisional ballots? Oh, yeah, people that just showed up on voting day to turn their mail ballots in. Couldn't check any signatures. Maricopa County laws, once if you turn those in on that day, you cannot check. You cannot call somebody for the signature. They turn it in a week before. You can call them. He was calling people a week, 3 days after. Is this your signature, Bob Smith? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I wrote down Mark Jones. No problem. All of a sudden, now it's a 20, right. 50, 40. It was a total rigged election. Florida's a joke. Illegals were walking over in Texas and voting. And now Democrats admitted it in Broward. The lady said, oh, yeah, I let people email their votes 3 days later. People in P.O. boxes.
10 seconds, sir.
Live in California.
I agree.
I'm telling you, man, it's a Bolshevik communist marcher. And stop claiming these illegals coming over. They're
Matador, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You are spot on. Thank you, Matador. Folks, we have a major problem with our elections. We will take all of our Democrat Marxist enemies and put them in iron cages to be carted down into our nation's capital. The people will yell and spit at them and throw rotten vegetables at their wretched lying bodies. Roman chariots and infantry will lead the procession, and slaves from the Roman battles carry palm branches as the commanders file into the Roman Forum and salute the crowd for all to see. Roses will fall from the air as the crowd goes wild with victory. This has been the Von Wiehunt Show every Thursday night at 9 p.m. God bless you all, and I shall return next week. Rest assured. Good night.